Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guest, and hopefully we're going to have Barry Shamish here this afternoon. Always has fascinating things to say about what's going on over in the Near East. But, of course, we have to understand that there is a conscious effort to confuse us. And if you read what's going on in the Internet or even in the newspapers, you'll find repeatedly contradictory comments. We're having a tremendous effect. Everything's going fine in Iraq. Things are terrible in Iraq. I mean, we're losing. We're not being effective. Well, the Sunnis are the enemy. No, we're financing the Sunnis. We hope to turn them, against Al-Qaeda. And, of course, over and over again, you read about all the Al-Qaeda fighters we're killing over there and all the Al-Qaeda leaders we're killing. And you have to understand that there's only a very, very small contingent of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, probably nowhere more than, some people say 1,300, some say about 2,000, primarily financed by our good friends in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. But Al-Qaeda is not the major thrust of what's going on over there. What's really going on over there is the Sunnis who object to our occupying their country. So why do our leaders keep saying that we're fighting Al-Qaeda when we're really not? We're fighting people who object to an army of occupation. And just as if somebody were occupying our country and we would object to it, so the Iraqis are objecting to our occupation of their country. Of course, most people think that the Shias on our side, the Shia Muslims, who make up the majority, and of course, as long as we're there and the current situation exists, of one man, one vote, why the Shias will always be in the majority because they make up 60% of the population. And yet, of course, so many of the insurgents are even working for the Iraqi army by day, working for the Iraqi government, which we finance by day, and then at night time, why, of course, they also are terrorists and planting roadside bombs and similar things. The Iraqi army, we're being told, the Iraqi army is doing a wonderful job over there. Soon it's going to be able to operate on its own. Well, maybe next year sometime or the year after that. But we're going to have to keep our troops there for 20 or 30 years, just like we did in Korea. Well, now, wait a minute. I thought we went there just to get rid of Saddam Hussein. Now we're talking about permanently occupying Iraq. Why did we go in? Why would we want to occupy Iraq? But then we might ask, why are we still occupying Germany 60 years after the Second World War ended? Why are we still occupying Japan 60-some years after the Second World War ended? Why are we still occupying Korea 50 years after the Korean War ended? And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing is it appears to be, because nobody's telling you the truth. All of the wars of the last century were fought to bring about a world government. America has a great empire with stations, both troops stationed in 130 different countries. We can't tell the American people that. We can't tell them that we're financing communism. We have since 1917. But is it just coincidence that Exxon has a $20 billion, that's B-billion dollar investment in Russia today? Shell has a $30 billion investment in Russia today. British Petroleum has a $20 billion investment in Russia today, and all of them are building up the best enemy money could buy.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we have Barry Shamish with us finally. And Barry is, of course, going to bring us up to date with what's taking place over there in the Near East. As you know, Barry is certainly an investigative reporter. He's been at this for, 20 years or more, really ferreting out what's really going on behind the scenes over there. And the total corruption within the Israeli government, as the certain factions, the Sabbateans, he feels, are betraying the Israeli people intent upon the destruction of Israel. So, Barry, what's this about them turning a large sum of money over to Fatah here?
Oh, what's $549 million between friends?
That's a lot of money. That's almost $500 million.
It's more than half of. It's more than half of. It's $549 million. It's all the way there minus 45%. What are they giving that kind of money to a group that just lost a war and doesn't serve anybody?
Well, that's for you to tell me.
Well, come on. It's obvious. Look, the right-wingers supported this. Lieberman, head of the National Religious Party, Avigdor Lieberman, supported handing over to Fatah over $500 million. The only way he could have is the usual way. We'll give Fatah the money, they'll buy arms, and they'll fight Fatah, and the Arabs will kill each other, and it's good for us, and we don't have to send our soldiers in because they'll kill each other for us. And that's what they think. They're fooling the Israeli public, And they're telling the right-wingers, so-called right-wingers, there aren't any left, really, but they think that they're fooling the right by giving them a big state secret. We're going to let the Arabs kill each other, so we're going to give them $500 million to do it. That's what they're telling the right. That's what they're telling the likes of the National Religious Party. And by the way, the Likud didn't have to acknowledge this. They're not sitting in the government, but they're not raising a fuss. Netanyahu is not saying a word about this fiasco.
Well, you know, we've seen this same thing played out over and over again. For instance, when supposedly there was a rift between Russia and China, so that way we could justify financing both Russia and China, because now they were enemies and we helped both of them, we could play one against the other. And what we really were doing was building up both of those countries, so eventually we can go to war with them. But we can't tell the American people. And just, I feel that doing the same thing over there in Israel, they're building up certainly both of those terrorist organizations so they can go to war with Israel.
Well, what you've got in Israel right now is Hamas that has won in Gaza, and they're threatening now the West Bank. Now, I think their winning is absolutely great. At least the intelligence reports I've been reading says that they've got all the dope on the CIA and the Mossad and everyone who's been helping Fatah all these years, and they've got them now in a corner, and they're releasing the information, and we find out that Arafat was a traitor, and we find out that Mazan was a... They'll release it as they feel like it. Right now they're releasing notes from Arafat's security advisor, the Mossad agent Mohammed Dahlan, the mayor of Jericho, who has personally overseen the deaths of numerous Israelis, the most tragic being at the Joseph's tomb, where they let a Jewish soldier simply bleed to death until Dahlan showed up with his forces and they exchanged the IDF for his forces. All of this is now in the hands of Hamas, apparently, and they're leaking it every which way. I think that's terrific. You know, these guys are out of control, they're a loose cannon, and they're quite prepared to expose the New World Order for the world to see. I think that's fine. You know, good for them. Maybe win in the West Bank and everyone will be happy.
But if, unfortunately, Barry, when they do expose the New World Order and the fact that the CIA and the various government U.S. agencies were financing Hamas, pardon me, were financing Fatah, why, you know, the people won't be able to put two and two together. They'll put two and two together and come up with 16.
Oh, the people. Who cares about the people? You know, we're way past the point where we expect anything from the people. But there are, you know, forces at work who don't want to be exposed. And again, if you're a Palestinian, you've got to be mighty sick of all this fighting. I mean, really, Gaza is no different than Baghdad right now. It's probably worse than Baghdad right now. So I mean, who cares about the people? They don't have a say in all this.
But you know, the thing is that there was just so much corruption there. And the only reason that people voted, the Palestinians voted for Hamas, was because Fatah was just so totally corrupt. I mean, they were getting all this money to give the Palestinian people, just as Arafat had, but they thought maybe with Arafat gone, why, there'd be some benefit from the massive foreign aid that was being sent in, that Arafat was siphoning off into his own private bank accounts, and Fatah was doing the same thing, so they voted for Hamas. I don't think because of average, a Palestinian is really dedicated to the radical form of terrorism that Hamas is, but they just wanted to change, and what they got was got changed, not for the better, but the worse.
Well, I know that I was in Israel before this new generation was born. Right now, the real problem is this new generation doesn't remember when they weren't governed by Israel, so they don't have all that to compare with. But I was there right after the Yom Kippur War, when Israel was actually bringing tremendous benefit, and the Arabs were actually grateful. There was a period of, until 1987, of of tremendous quiet, comparative quiet anyways, and then Rabin comes to Washington, and the Intifada breaks out, and he stays in Washington, and we know that he's behind it, and we know he's allowing it to continue, and so on and so forth. There was a period of time from the Yom Kippur War until that first Intifada in 1987, where the Arabs were benefiting tremendously by Israel, mostly because, if you have to understand, that these people were incredibly uneducated. And for them to grow a couple of extra tomatoes on a plot of land was a big step forward. Now they don't grow any tomatoes, they have no income, and they're not working. And that's a tremendous step backwards. People seem to think that the Palestinians are educated. They're not educated. It's a peasant class. And this peasant class could have been kept happy just by being fed and just by having some security. But that's not the idea here.
Well, you know, Chris, at least down in Gaza, why the Palestinians were working, they were working in the greenhouses. And as you say, they had a regular income, they had security, there was peace. And then, of course, the Israelis are forced to withdraw, you know, against the will of the settlers there. And, you know, once they withdrew, there were no more jobs. It was no more nothing for the Palestinians.
And they're growing rockets.
They were before.
They've got wonderful rocket farms.
So what about the situation as far as Syria is concerned? Certainly, apparently, I have a friend who's over there who just sent me an email telling me they're beginning to mass a lot more tanks over in the Golan Heights as if they're anticipating a war, coming war with Syria.
Well, again, we know that they're anticipating a coming war. This is no secret anymore. The problem is whether the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, have the personnel to fight anymore, and that's not a small problem. They've isolated the religious. The religious are now strangers in their own land, and we have a situation where the new chief of staff has said outright it'll take the IDF at least 4 years to become a fighting force anymore. It'll take 4 years to rebuild the IDF so it can defend Israel. And the Arabs know that the time frame is limited, and they're going to look for some reason to spark a war. I mean, so far they haven't found it, but they'll find it. And it's going to be a very bad war for Israel. The Arabs, it doesn't even matter. It really doesn't matter. Hamas proved last year, they don't care how many buildings are shot down. They'll rebuild Lebanon later. The first thing and the most important thing is to defeat Israel. And they did a very, very good job because the Israelis didn't send their infantry until there were 2 or 3 days left in this war, and the infantry got smiced. 30 tanks were in one battle. Israel lost 30 tanks. That hasn't happened in any war. The fact of the matter is Israel is not prepared for a conventional war, but they're sure not prepared for the missile war they're about to encounter. Now, for today, I actually, I'm sort of working on a story, so I took my notes and I put them together, and the story is about the Holocaust and all the money stolen from the dead of the Holocaust. And it's now coming out, it's now being understood in Israel that an immense amount of money that was supposed to go to Holocaust survivors, the families of survivors, was stolen by the banks. Now, let me put this in perspective. Edgar Bronfman of the Council on Foreign Relations sued the Swiss banks, I guess, about 5 years ago, and he won a massive settlement, $6.5 billion of Holocaust victims' bank accounts. He won. And as far as anybody knows, all of the money went to his pocket. All of it. Now, no Holocaust victim or their families ever saw a penny of it. Now all we had to do, of course, was print the list of the families, and the victims could identify who was of their family, and the money could be distributed. Now, that didn't happen, of course. Now, this led to a massive scandal in the World Jewish Congress.
All right, you hang on to that thought. We'll talk about that when we get back in just a moment with Barry Sarris.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
It's taking a strange twist. Now, I got to say that my email list, right now, it's really not huge. It's about 3,500 people. But the level of the people is really quite amazing. One of the people on my list is Izzy Liebel, an Australian who lives in Israel. He's on the board of the World Jewish Congress. The the World Jewish Congress. It's the Bronfman. They founded it. The bootlegger grandfather Samuel founded this World Jewish Congress, and it's taken a lead in making sure that Jews are in constant, never-ending trouble, and they take advantage of it. And that's their game, by the way. Get the Jews in trouble, take advantage of it. Now, what happened is that Edgar sued the Swiss banks, and he won, and then his organization started stealing. I mean, really started stealing. And one member, the finance executive, was forced out of power. It was so bad because Izzy Liebel, who is on my email list and who has been in constant contact with me and has always bought my books, opened his mouth and exposed his scandal, and it got to the World Jewish Press, and Bronfman had to resign, believe it or not, from his own organization. He resigned as president, and they had to get a new finance executive. Here they are. They were announced this week. The new finance executive is Edgar Bronfman's son, Matthew. He's the guy who bought Israel Discount Bank, the country's largest bank. He is up to his ears in making sure when Israel goes down, he gets the money just like the Swiss bank accounts. They're playing the same game again. They're taking over banks. Olmert is being right now investigated for trying to get two major CFR crooks. One, of course, is the great crook of all, Daniel Abraham. The other is the owner of the real estate, the shopping concourse of the World Trade Center, Frank Lowry. Olmert tried to get them. Bank Leumi, the third largest bank, he uses influence to get them the bank. The fact is that when Israel goes down, these people, just like in the days of the Holocaust, are going to get the money. They're going to get the money of the dead Israelis. This is what they're doing. They're not trying for financial control. What they're trying to make sure is when Israel dies, they get the money.
Well, now, Barry, what happened to that $6 billion?
In the back pocket of the Bronfman family.
Well, I mean, do they have a deposit on banks, in banks throughout the world?
Yeah, sure. They got a $6.5 billion Edgar Bronfman. It's spread around the world in different industries. God knows. I've never traced this. I've never traced what happened to the money. Somebody should, by the way. That's a lot bigger than something I could do. Okay, if somebody actually paid me and I sat down and I actually traced it, that's something else. But this is not something someone all by his lonesome can do. It requires a lot of expertise. Nonetheless, the money was not given. No list of Holocaust survivors was ever published anywhere to come and pick up your money. We've got your dead grandfather's money. That didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Well, now, you've been in touch with this gentleman who is in charge of this World Jewish Congress?
Well, no. In charge? No, he was on the executive from Israel.
Executive committee.
Izzy Liebel. Yes, I have been. He's a very good man. He's an Australian with a conscience. There aren't many of them around. He's one of them.
And he is very, very concerned that this money was not distributed then.
Well, he found in that case of the financial officer of the World Jewish Congress just stealing millions. Okay, and he brought that up, and eventually Edgar Bronfman had to resign, and so did the financial officer, but the key of the matter is who he resigned in favor of. Now, here's the big one. His son is in charge of finances. Well, he's got, you know, someone has to keep the secret, and no better than your son to keep the secret of your theft. However, here's the biggest crook of all, money-wise, I believe, Ronald Lauder of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is the son of Estee Lauder, of the cosmetics fame. He is now the president of the World Jewish Congress. The CFRs, Edgar Bronfman gave it to the CFRs, Ronald Lauder. He is now in charge of the billions of dollars stolen from the Holocaust survivors.
I see. Well, now, are they advertising to get the names of the survivors?
They're advertising that Lauder has taken over the presidency, that's for sure.
We'll be right back in just a moment.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Dan, I can tell you, I'm not going to take an RFID card and I'm not going to take a chip. I don't care what they say. Somebody's putting up a lot of money for trying to convince us that it's all about worship and not about economics, and I think they go together myself. But right now we've got Barry Shamish with us as a guest. And Barry, why don't you go ahead and get your website out and how people can get in touch with you and get your books.
Well, I'm going to be speaking. I'm on July 14th. I'm in Denver at Beit Messiah. Here's the number. I would love to meet you. I'm at 1-303-654-9924. That's the number for Beit Messiah, 1-303-654-9924. Saturday morning at 10, I'll be there. And then the following Sunday, I'm going to be in New York. And here is an opportunity to actually meet lots of people. I'll be at the Seaview Jewish Center. And the number there is 718-251-1900. And again, it's 718-251-1900. My books are at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just write and search Chamish. That's my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And my website is the Barry Chamish website, all one long word. But you can get there by doing barrychamish.com or .net. It'll get you there as well. Now let's go back to the fact that there's now pressure after 60 years plus to get some of the money out to the Holocaust survivors, because we have discovered in Israel that there are 250,000 survivors and their families, now into grandchildren no less, who are living in poverty. In abject poverty, the parents came to the country with nothing, the grandparents no less, came to the country with nothing. They never recovered from the Holocaust, very few of them. And lo and behold, this Bank Leumi, the first time I can remember this, has released $50 million of Holocaust victims' money back to their family. Well, let's put it this way. They put a list. It doesn't mean they're giving out the money, but they put a list up in the newspapers in Israel of the actual accounts, and that if you can prove that you're a direct descendant of these people, you can collect some money. A crummy $50 million out of $6.5 billion that the Bronfmans have, but still, nonetheless, that doesn't happen every day. There's now enough pressure that one bank has actually released the names of Holocaust victims who opened accounts before the Holocaust. That happened in the last week and a half.
Well, that is encouraging, because I would have think that the, you know, that somebody there, the courts would have made sure that the money was going to go to the victims rather than somebody's pocket.
What courts? You're talking like there's justice or something. the issue of the Holocaust money went to the poor, fledgling state of Israel, and it was more important that the state survive and not these, the Holocaust victims. There was no justice for them, ever. They went through the Holocaust and nobody even tried the Nazis. Nobody even put on trial the people that hurt them. That would have led to the Vatican. And the Vatican would have led to the Jewish Agency of Jerusalem and Chaim Weizmann and David Ben-Gurion and all the, these horrible, horrible sons of bitches who were running the Jewish Agency and hiding their ties to the Vatican and the Nazis. And no one did that all this time. Now at least a crummy $50 million is supposedly going to be returned to the rightful owners, supposedly. We'll see if that actually happens. But now, and this is all connected, now look, Avraham Burg is a name that, again, in America, it means nothing to you. But it means plenty in Israel. Yosef Burg was the longest sitting member of the Knesset, even longer than Peres, if you can believe this. He sat from 1948 till the day he died, which I believe was 10, 12 years ago. Yosef Burg was the interior minister during the time of the kidnapping of the Yemenite children. He was the interior minister during the time that 108,000 Sephardic children underwent torturous gamma ray treatments, given 35,000 times the amount of x-rays permitted to a human being through their skulls. All of the Sephardim, and they don't exist anymore, let me tell you, the Sephardim leaders who tried to expose this and bring the truth to the surface don't exist anymore. The government has thrown them in prison, has tortured them. The great Rabbi Uzi Meshulam is no longer living. I mean, he's alive, but he's a zombie. There are numerous rumors that he was given a lobotomy, that he was given horrible drugs. Nonetheless, he can't even rise from his sofa. He doesn't talk to anybody. They ruined the people who tried to get to the fact that the Sabbatean Frankist Jews tortured the Sephardim in the early days of Israel. And God, what a place that country must have been in 1950-51. What a horrible place it was to be a Sephardi. What a horrible place it was to be anybody but a Frankist. Awful. Just a simply awful place. And it's returning to that now, by the way. And if we have time, we could go into it. But there's something unusual that happened to Avraham Burg. Burg, I remember this, that he, about 3 years ago, he quit politics to go into business. That's what he told everyone, he was going into business. And apparently he was real good, because overnight in France, he became a successful businessman. Now this man wrote a book. And the book states, and this, remember, this is a former member of the Knesset. This was the head of the Jewish agency. This was the man who brought in 400,000 Russian non-Jews to completely dilute the Jewish population of Israel. This is a really, really awful man in every sense of the word. This was a man who went to Washington when they were going to make him head of the Labor Party and had himself a parade through Washington before he met President Clinton. He wrote a book about his father, who was the German representative to Israel during the awful times. The awful times of World War II, he was a German representative to Israel. This is not Sabbatane. I've been claiming that Borg is a Sabbatane. I've been claiming it for years, that his father, Josef Borg, who pretended that he was religious, was in fact Sabbatane. And lo and behold, he writes a book saying that every Jew has got to get out of Israel and stop identifying as a Jew. It's over with. And he took out French citizenship. Avram Borg, 2 weeks ago, became a French citizen. This is a member of the Knesset for the Labor Party and head of the Jewish agency. Threw away Israel, threw away his Jewishness, became a French citizen, and wrote a book about his filthy family and his filthy father. These are the people who tortured the Sephardim. This is Avraham Borg.
Well, now, why does he say the Jews should get out of Israel today?
Because it's no place for a Jew. Their Jewish identity is worthless. You have to be a member of the world government. You have to believe in globalism. All the crap you could think of, he put down in one book.
Well, in other words, it really sounds like a fairly good book.
Oh, it's perfect for the beach. It fits in the glove compartment of your car. Give it as a gift. What are you talking about? This is, I suppose if you want to understand the mentality of the worst family that Israel ever produced, I suppose the Borg family, it's a great book.
No, is it available in English or is it only in French?
Pornography without sex. This is a man who tortured about 115,000 Sephardim, his father, and his son no longer is a citizen of Israel and thinks that all people should give up their Israelis. This is what he wrote, that all Israelis should take up citizenship from another country and stop identifying as Jews.
But, of course, he is really exposing the internationalist, the globalist influence.
If you know what he's doing, most Israelis just think that he's just another one of the corrupt leaders they've been saddled with. They don't understand that who he is and who his father was. The Sephardim, for a while, understood who his father was. He was the number one culprit in the disappearance of 4,500 Yemenite children for atomic experiments in America, most of them. He was the number one culprit except for Shimon Peres, who was head of the Atomic Energy Commission, who I guess remains number one above number one. He was the number two culprit in the torture, the gamma ray torture of the Sephardim during the 1950s. This country, Israel, that poor, poor country, the decent people, what they have got to go through right now is simply appalling. You know, I'm giving this speech, and there are a lot of Christians out there who will no longer have anything to do with me because I'm telling the truth. And they've got to get this la-la mentality that Israel is Disneyland out of their heads. They're going to be awfully disappointed when Israel disappears. It won't fit into what they've been teaching lately.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because I think that we are moving very much into a crisis situation over there. And I think we're talking about, within a matter probably of months, something big is going to come down.
Well, it is a matter of time. And again, you have to look at the Arabs have all the time in the world. As far as they're concerned, Israel, it's a matter of time before the country disappears. And they're not in a rush. They want to make sure the final battle is a winning battle. They're getting a little tired of little rocket attacks when they can have the big attack. 6,000-10,000 missiles all at once, and then poor little Israel. The country is doomed after that. Just doomed.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, Barry. I hope that you are wrong. I'm not saying you are, but I hope that you are. And we're just going to have to see this thing play out, because without truly divine intervention, I don't see any way that Israel is going to be able to survive against, of course, the tremendous rocket power, not only from Syria, but from Iran and from Hamas and Hezbollah. And then, of course, we're talking about Syria buying these MiG-31 planes. And certainly there's no way that Israel can allow Syria to have advanced and very, very sophisticated Russian fighter planes, you know, that would be on a par with hers. Israel's always had the advantage of having air superiority. And if Syria gets their hands on those planes and gets their pilots trained, I mean, they would certainly have equality, if not perhaps even the Syrians would have an edge. So certainly we don't know how soon those planes are going to be arriving, but we know that Syria is committed to buying them. It's only a matter of time. I would say a matter of those some months before they could get them and get the pilots trained, wouldn't you?
Well, they'll still be air pilots. We still have that little advantage that they're not very skilled at flying planes. But nonetheless, it's all adding up to a lot of trouble. Look, a lot of people, there's been a big change lately, and I've seen it. The number of advocates, suddenly I have advocates where I never did before, where they use the word New World Order and global governance and globalism and Vatican, all kinds of terms never before heard. I have Tamar Yona, who is a very good announcer on Israel National Radio, but she's a coward because she's getting a little pressure not to put me on the air, and she's caving into it. And I kind of have lost a little respect for her out of that. And I do respect her, but nonetheless, I've lost a little over that. But there's Eugene Narrett, a professor who's finally seeing the world through my eyes, finally. And Dr. Daisy Stern, who has finally woken up to the Frankists and the effects they're having on Israel. These people didn't exist a year ago. Now they exist. Now they're using me word for word. There's been a major, major change. I'm not sure I will ever get acknowledgement. And I think I've come to the point where I don't need it. I actually think I've come to that point where I've lived without it for so long, except for the Rabin book, which did get me a genuine fame for a while, and I liked it, to tell you the truth. I worked long enough for it, so I liked it a while, but this other stuff, the New World Order stuff, and by the way, that term New World Order, I use it because everyone else does, but it's a little deeper than that. People are actually using that now the same way I've been using it for years. So I think there is some intellectual victory, but Israel is going down really, really fast.
Well, I think that we have to put things into their perspective. There is a drive towards a one-world government. It is the major force behind everything going on in the United States, in Europe, certainly the series of wars we fought during the last century, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in the Near East. And until people can look through the lens of history and see this drive, this age-old drive to establish the world government, nothing makes sense. Once you know it's there, once you realize it's there, and you begin to get the cast of characters, then everything begins to fit into place.
Well, I was on the phone yesterday, a long conversation with New York. I've got a second and I think a third lecture in Connecticut as well. But this man belongs to a yeshiva, Eshet Torah, and he wants to book me in the five towns. And he says, what's the name of your lecture? And I said, you know what? I haven't named it yet. And we start thinking of the name, and I said, how about the Israeli mafia government? And he said, I don't know, you're going to get a lot of people staying home about that one. And anyways, after a lot of eye-to-eye, shoulder-to-shoulder thinking, we came up with the following, and you let me know if it makes sense. The headline is Overthrowing the Government, : Stopping the New Israeli Holocaust.
No, I would just have stopped the New Israeli Holocaust. I wouldn't talk about overthrowing the government.
No, that could be Palestinians.
What's that?
That could be Iran. you have to include overthrowing the government to make sure they understand the real enemy is the Israeli government.
Well, you're going to convince them once you get them there. The first thing, you've got to get them there. So, I mean, I would have just the Israeli Holocaust. Once they come for that, then you can give them the rest of the story.
Well, they're going to come to hear about Arabs. If I do that, they're going to be mighty upset by the speech.
They're going to be upset by it anyway, but you've got to tell them the truth, Barry. You know, they may scoff at you now, but one of these days they're going to know you're right.
Oh, I think slowly but surely I'm gaining adherence. The real problem, though, is Jabotinsky in 1941, who sent his agents all through Poland, all through Germany, and told them to run for the hills and join their partisans. Nobody thought he was right. He died obscure, and he was forced to move to New York so he wouldn't be slaughtered in the Holocaust. He was banned from Palestine, and he died obscure. I have a funny feeling that will be my fate.
Well, God bless you. We're out of time. We'll talk
see
to you later.
Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe, whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports. Call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
We have to stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I'm sure many of you who listen to Barry Shamish regularly understand his frustration, his love for his country, seeing it systematically destroyed, realizing that there are traitors at the highest level of the government working to undermine the very fabric of the nation that he's committed his life to saving. And his family's there as well, so he's very, very worried about them. And I will tell you that the average American really can't believe the things that lie ahead of us. If we get into a war with Iran, I fear we're going to lose half the fleet we have over there in the Persian Gulf. In fact, in war games that were played before we went to war with Iraq, we actually lost almost all of our fleet. And they had to resurrect the fleet again in the war games so the games could go on. We lost them all on the first day, and they know what's going to happen. And with that, of course, will come a loss of respect for America, a loss of confidence in our financial situation, the collapse of our economy, the spread of famine and joblessness and lawlessness and gangs certainly prowling our streets. But don't you worry. They have everything in place. They're all set for the dictatorship. And if you haven't got our 14th Civil and Military Commission Act, you really need to get the information. You need to understand there is a master plan behind everything going on today. And behind that, powerful spiritual forces. You need to get the Brotherhood of Darkness video or DVD. You need to get my talk entitled The Forbidden Secret. You need to get the 4-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone, very professionally done, but they'll introduce you to the occult forces behind what's going on today. And then, of course, the talks by Constance Cumby. We have her on DVD or video, and she talks, you know, about hidden one, the New World Leader coming forward to lead the world. It's titled The Emergence. Understand that we are looking for the emergence of a new world leader. The New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Constance does an excellent job on this DVD. And then, of course, we have a video entitled The Atlantis Connection. That's Lost Atlantis. The Atlantis Connection with Chris Pinto. All of these things are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope that many of you out there have laid in your water filters. If you don't have them, why, let us know. If you don't have your emergency foods, you better start laying them in now, because I believe time is beginning to run out. And if you'd like a free catalog, we'll send it to you. But so many people have catalogs and are not doing anything. Get whatever you can. Begin making preparations. We're in for some very difficult times. Start laying in the vitamins and minerals and emergency things you would need if we move into a period of chaos and crisis, which I honestly believe is coming. And we're not talking about years from now. I think we're talking about possibly months from now. How soon? I'm not going to tell you, because I don't know, but everything seems to be in place. If you want to really understand what this is about, let me suggest my February 2007 letter. You can get it on the internet at radioliberty.com. That's the February 2000 letter at radioliberty.com. If you don't have access to the internet, call and request one. We'll send it to you. The plan is to get the Christians fighting the Jews and fighting the Muslims and have them all destroy one another, which will facilitate the emergence of the new world order, the new world religion, the new world ruler. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Stand here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, our guest today is Dr. Dick Benstinas, and we're going to be talking about environmental problems as they exist in Great Britain, but similar problems exist here in the United States. Now, some environmental programs and problems are blown all out of proportion. And some environmental programs are certainly minimized, and they should be certainly emphasized, because they're harming the health of our people. And so often they will focus our attention on the wrong issues and ignore the things that are killing large percentages of our population. A perfect example of that might be the autism epidemic, where today 1 in 90 boys in America has, you know, autism, and certainly 1 in 6 children has, you know, some sort of behavioral abnormality, I should say a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and the government is doing absolutely nothing about it. And yet, of course, is really, of course, very, very concerned about particulate matter in the atmosphere that might come from burning wood stoves in an area such as where I live, where we have probably the cleanest air in all of the state of California. But there are certainly things that can happen as far as emissions from various types of plants that really can be dangerous for people. And with that as a background, Dr. Dick Benstinas has been studying these things over in Great Britain. Doctor, why don't you bring us up to date with what you found?
Yes, good evening. It's a pleasure to be able to speak on your program. I've been studying this subject now, the health effects of industrial air pollution, for over 12 years. And there's been a few studies done on simulators, one Belgian one that's probably the most useful. But what we've found in the UK, we've done a lot of studies covering different health parameters and mapping them out. Now, when you map out things, you find whether they're just a matter of chance or whether there's a pattern developing, and the pattern is caused by a definite cause. Now, in London, for example, my colleague Michael Ryan has studied all the baby deaths, the infant mortality, downwind of the London incinerators, that's 10 of them, and comparing them with the areas, the zones, upwind. And the difference is colossal. For example, downwind in 144 wards, that's like counties in America, it's out of 84,429 births, 8.9 per thousand is the infant death rate, compared with Finland 3. And in the healthy wards, which were not affected by the incinerators, it's only 1.3. So there's a 7 times rise in infant deaths downwind of the incinerators in the UK. Now remember that in the UK that PM2.5 particles are not regulated or measured whatsoever.
Now Christian, you tell me, are these P power plants that you're speaking of, are these?
No, incinerators.
Incinerators for burning garbage?
Incinerators for burning garbage, sewage, sludge, and also radioactive imports and UK radioactive matter. There was one, for example, built in 1990 just west of Heathrow Airport in London, where that whole area was one of the healthiest in Great Britain until 1990, and by 2001, that's after 11 years, there was like 11 years locked off everyone's lifespan. Well, it's not the old people dying younger, it means the 50 to 60-year-olds are down to half what they should be.
All right, and you hold that thought right there, please. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
More detail. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess as Dr. Dick Van Steenis has come to us on with a very good recommendation from people we know in Great Britain. And they have been doing scientific studies over there to show the relationship between certain morbidity statistics and relationships downwind from certain incinerators. Now, certainly is this more, you mentioned nuclear. Are you talking about nuclear power plants? Are you talking about burning nuclear material?
We're talking about there's 34 incinerators in Great Britain that burn radioactive waste, three of whom burn military nuclear waste. And the one near Heathrow actually has plane loads coming in with nuclear waste, and then it is burnt.
Why would that mean
all the nuclear particulates go in the air and cause a range of diseases.
Now, why would they burn nuclear waste, knowing very well they're going to have debris? I mean, here in the United States, even though I may not agree with it, but at least they're storing it, they're not actually burning it. Why would they do something that stupid?
Because they don't give anything about the... There's no morals about the people. The people are all expendable. This happened with the Maralinga test in Australia, where the British government just said, well, the people are expendable.
All right, fine. So basically they're actually burning nuclear waste. I mean, that sounds like over in Iraq where they were blowing up the areas of the... where they were storing sarin gas and other things, so it would be out in the atmosphere. It was all in containers.
And you have to remember that the size of particles that get in the lungs is less than 3 microns, that's PM3. So in America, they measure PM2.5, and there's been laws governing the limits since 1997, and they're tightened by the US EPA last year. And so that saved the US taxpayer a lot of money and saved a lot of deaths and a lot of illnesses. And the latest Harvard study, which was released last year, showed that just 1 microgram drop long-term could save 3% of death.
All right, fine. So you've actually been able to calculate that this actually increased the mortality statistic.
What I'm saying is in the UK, I'm estimating 190,000 people a year are dying from the industrial air pollution, and it's totaling about half the health service cost. But also costs on Social Security, because the invalidity benefit paid out under Tony Blair in the last 10 years has gone up 20 times.
All
not
right.
20%, 20 times. And this is because there's absolutely no regulation of these particles, and the whole country now is running on imported and local waste used as fuel, and waste is burnt. With burnt in power stations, cement works, and incinerators. And there's absolutely zero regulation.
All right.
The law was altered in 2000 to say anything or do was in America in 2000, the US EPA prosecuted.
All right, now, of course, here in the United States, we have rather strict environmental regulations, and some of them, I really believe, of course, aren't well justified, although I would rather they were done on the state level than the federal level. Certainly, we have cleaned up our air here very efficiently, haven't we?
Now, there's been studies done by Dr. Pereira in New York, who then had monitors on pregnant women and checked their blood for polyaromatic hydrocarbons and for mutations and analyzed what was in the particles in their monitors and then checked the baby blood, and that showed the babies were worse off with mutations than their poor mothers were.
I'm sorry, Doctor. Are you suggesting that they found the similar things in New York?
They found similar things, but the scale of it in England is so much worse, 50 times worse in our estimate.
50 times worse in
Because the system of incinerators here isn't up to American standards, and there's a safe system called plasma gasification where you don't get these problems.
All right, fine. Now, of course, part of this, then, when you're speaking of incinerators, you're talking about garbage incinerators? Are they burning the garbage?
They're burning garbage, and also they're importing from all over the world their toxic waste. And we're getting New Zealand's hazardous waste, Chile's hazardous waste, European hazardous waste, all imported into England, and they're burnt.
Oh, well, of course, that is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
It's just obscene behavior, and it's because the Bible got thrown out the window some years ago.
Well, of course, then, what is being done over there by the government or by the population? Because, you actually were saying earlier that you're actually shortening the lifespan,
about 11 years from an incinerator.
What, about 10 years?
11 years. In Belgium, it was 12 years.
And you actually have the scientific documentation to prove it.
We've got the documentation of standardized mortality ratios and everything to prove it.
Oh, wait,
so
no.
When you're looking at... See, I read out all the effects, you see, is the... You've got low birth weight, you've got birth defects, you've got infants dying, you've got increases in autism, multiple sclerosis, AIDS, attention deficit disorder, behavior problems, the IQ drops 2 years equivalent. You've got asthma in children. Now, if you're looking at asthma, there was 1 in 300 had asthma until 1960 here in this country. Then the opiate pesticides came along, which put another 1% on. A heavy pesticide use in America may put that higher. Then you've got all these particulates causing an irritation in the lungs, and that causes asthma. And we've got levels of asthma as high as 100% of children at one school, caused by two incinerators, effectively two co-incinerators, impinging on that spool.
All right, fine.
100% of that spool is ridiculous.
Now, Dr. Stennis, Ben Stennis, but what you're saying is you don't see this upwind from the incinerators.
No,
it all down.
If you look at the in Salford, where we've done 9 different health studies in the same little tiny areas, upwind the asthma level is 1.3%, and downwind it was between 25% and 100%.
All right, fine. Then that is far as the mortality. The mortality.
Clinical depression is 9 times higher downwind of oil refineries in the UK.
All right, fine. And so then the mortality, how much? Length of life is taken off downwind compared with upwind.
In the incinerators, about 11 years.
About 11 years. Then have you brought this out to the media? Have you brought this out to the
media? We brought it to the media, but the media is heavily controlled by the government in this country.
All right. What about your elected representatives? Are they willing to
do it? We've seen them already. They've asked questions in Parliament, but the thing is that the government doesn't care.
Well, of course, I believe a question.
Can I just continue? We've got heart attacks and atherosclerosis. There was a beautiful article in the New England Journal of Medicine on 1st of March this year. Then we've got diabetes 2. That's gone up 3 times under Tony Blair. We've got multiple chemical sensitivity, reactive arthritis. We've got ME. We've got hypothyroidism, endometriosis, and an assortment of cancers.
The cancers are roughly
4 times higher downwind of these installations.
Well, why wouldn't they put these installations maybe up on some of the islands off the coast of Scotland or up?
Well, they're putting the installations mostly in poor areas, so they're blaming your sort of poor quality of life or deprivation, as they call it here, as to blame. The deprivation that's been proved does not affect your lifespan. It is only the exposure to these PM2.5 that affects your lifespan. Because if you look at these, say, breast cancer, you've got 2% of the breast cancers approximately from bad genes you're born with, 5% from HRT, that's the hormone replacement after the menopause, and the other 93% are caused by industrial air pollution if you include cigarettes in that.
All right, now why?
That's due to radioactivity, cadmium, OP pesticides, and dioxins and other organic emissions.
Well, you know, this really, of course, is amazing information. Have you actually published this in the medical journals?
I'm published in 4 medical journals, including the American Academy of Environmental Medicine and the American Environmental Health Foundation.
All right, so
I lectured in 2002, and they published that in their journals.
And, of course, then these are peer-reviewed articles, so there's no question.
They're peer-reviewed, and I was also in The Lancet back in 1995 already.
All right, fine. Now, why don't they put these incinerators, in islands off the coast where they're not going to be able to pollute the people and have such a dramatic effect?
Well, because, you see, it all depends on the chimney height. Most of them have relatively high chimneys, so the pollution goes about 18 miles. With the oil refineries, the main health effects go up to 50 miles.
I see what
you
mean.
So you have to be very careful. And I've kept on saying that you don't need incinerators. We should have plasma gasification, which is a field system which the American military are using, and you run like a welding arc inside it, and that heats everything up to between 3 and 11,000 degrees centigrade, and then everything breaks down. So you get gravel for sale afterwards, hydrogen you tap off for fuel cell use, and then you produce electricity from the gases that are left.
Well, now, why are other countries shipping there to your area? Why don't they just take care of them in their own area? Why don't they burn them?
Because it costs money to handle hazardous waste properly, so it's cheaper for New Zealand and Germany and all these places to ship all the nasty stuff they don't want over to England.
But then why does England accept it and endanger the
people? Because it gets them some foreign currency. And because they don't care too much about the people who live there and their health and welfare and their lifespan.
But if the people, the English people, understood what they're doing to them, Doctor, I would think that they would be furious to realize that they're in danger there.
There's complete censorship of the television and the newspapers in this country by the government.
Well, of course, we hope that maybe some of the people over there listen to our programs by the miracle of Internet or shortwave or satellite. I think what your message is so vitally important. And I think what we're seeing here is a callous disregard for human life, for children's lives, for health. And it's not simply in Great Britain. These same things are happening here in the United States, only on different fronts. And, of course, those of you who've heard our material on and our writings and our talks on population control will recognize that there are people who have a different worldview, because they marched a different drumbeat, they dream a different dream. And so we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Dr. Dick Van Steenis, and we're going to be discussing this in more detail. These are frightening figures and frightening facts.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on the website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Together,
is our guest is Dr. Dick Van Steenis. Well, now, are you having any trouble as far as the genetically modified crops in Great Britain? I know that certainly we've talked to Josie McDonald, who's a British woman who's been campaigning in, not only in Great Britain but over in the continent, against the genetic crops, and it seems to me that she's done a pretty good job in creeping out the genetically modified crops that actually could create harm, certainly in the animal experiments, and there's no reason to believe that they won't do the same thing to human beings. How are you coming with your genetically modified crops?
Yeah, most of the population don't want it at any price, but there are certain small amounts slipping in without people being realizing, and they're fed to animals, so of course they don't go directly to humans, but indirectly. The thing that I want to point out is that there's cocktail effects between chemicals, and this is when they look at toxicity, they look at the one item on its own instead of looking at it with other things that are likely to be exposed with it. For example, people exposed to mercury, say in flu vaccines or from industrial emissions or crematoria, if they're also exposed to lead or cadmium, and there's cadmium in cigarettes, remember, then the effects of the mercury on the brain go up 50 times. That's work done by Professor Haley in Kentucky. So mercury in the brain is bad news because you get autoimmune reactions, you get and opening the blood-brain barrier and the bowel-blood barrier, and things then start going haywire.
Now, you were mentioning Professor Haley there, University of Kentucky. We've had him on a number of times. And you're saying that, you know, the people who are downwind then from the crematoriums where they burn the bodies and they burn then the mercury fillings, there's increased mercury toxicity?
There's increased mercury coming out, and it's extremely difficult to stop it coming out. They did try a few years ago with three in crematoria, and they found they didn't succeed, so they decided they'd forget about monitoring it.
And so the thing is that you certainly don't want to live downwind from a crematorium.
No, but a crematorium is far less bother than, say, an incinerator or an incinerator, current incinerator, which is a power station or a cement works burning waste, like an incinerator.
Well, now, you don't allow a water fluoridation in most of Great Britain, do you?
It's only in Birmingham and a few parts. The bulk of it is free. And most people, again, are very much against it.
Well, of course, one of the thing is that the average American citizen doesn't realize that we fluoridate about 67% of our communities, and of those, 90% are not fluoridated with fluoride. They're fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid that contains both lead and cadmium. And doesn't that...
Well, the trouble is with fluoride, like mercury, you get what's called haptens in the body where it tags onto various bits and pieces causing autoimmune problems. And also fluoride, you get suppression of the thyroid and then you get problems in the bones.
Yeah, I mean, this is just unbelievable. And the fact that the doctors support this, even though it poisoning their patients, and the dentists support it, even though it's poisoning their patients.
Yeah, it all started after the Second World War, where they had to get rid of the fluoride that was used to produce the atomic bombs. There's a very good book, isn't there?
Fluoride Deception by Gleason,
if you've heard of it.
No, we can actually carry the book. It's available through my ministry here at Radio Liberty. In fact, we have a great deal of information trying to get people to realize there is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to poison the American people.
Yeah. Well, what we found, what my colleague Michael Reinhardt found is so helpful, is mapping out where the asthma, what the asthma figures are on a map, and then mapping out the cancers on a map, mapping out the baby deaths on a map, and the results are just stunning. Because the differentials downwind compared to upwind are huge, because we know from the journal articles that these things happen. The science has proven, in other words. And when you map it out, you can see it happening in front of your eyes.
Well, I would love to get to those articles. Perhaps you could even email me the information or where we could get the information, because I think it's so important that our people understand the implications. Although this is fairly well taken care of here. Anybody done comparable studies here in the United States, you know?
No, Well, the ones that have been done is the effects on infant mortality of emissions and the effects of exercise before exposure, the effects on heart attacks, the effects on babies, and the effects on COPD. All these things are well tabulated in the American journals.
But I mean,
the studies in California and New York and by Harvard and the US EPA, everything's pretty well proven. But here they don't seem to read American journals, even though they're written in English.
Well, of course, we'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Dick Van Steenis, who's been doing a yeoman's job over there in Great Britain and certainly in the areas where they have their incinerators, pointing out that if you, for instance, are living downwind from one of these incinerators, why, your lifespan is cut short dramatically by up to 10 years. What's the difference in the incidence, say, of cancer or, say, of cancer of the breast, upwind and downwind from these incinerators?
At least four times.
About four times?
Downwind.
What about infant death, things like that?
The infant death, we said, was seven times higher. Depression rate's not just nine times higher. And when you look at all these other diseases, it's many times. The asthma rate, for example, as we said in Salford, was 1.3% upwind in one school and between 25 and 100% in the schools downwind. So the differential is colossal.
And you're talking about the incidence of asthma then specifically.
Now, when we look at depression, for example, the rates of suicide there showed that virtually all the suicides were in the downwind wards, and not only that, all the deaths from road traffic accidents were in the downwind wards, because people were having like mini strokes or mild heart attacks or feeling giddy while they were driving and then having an accident and dying. And we also find the crime rates are far higher where the PM2.5s are higher. For example, in Nottingham, where they've got effectively two incinerators, it's the crime capital of the UK.
Well, you know, Chris, as far as I'm concerned, this is criminal activity. And yet you can't get anybody at all to listen to you or your reports?
Well, when I've spoken at public inquiries and various public meetings, in almost every case, the authorities have listened and acted on what I've said. It's just that the Friends of the Earth, I find, have tried to stop me speaking at most places, because the Friends of the Earth was started by Atlantic Richfield Oil Company, now BP, and they're in the pay of the incinerator companies. They're working with the government to actually hoodwink the population.
Now, you're speaking now of the environmental movement over there is actually controlled by the large oil companies then.
That's right. And also the incinerator companies, and they're working with the government to control the small action groups. You know, little action groups start up, and the Friends of the Earth go in and can buy them out and pay them money and then take them over and make sure they lose.
And, of course, I think this is exactly what happens here in the United States.
The tobacco company set up a website, I hope, the tobacco companies to control the opposition. And so the oil companies did the same with Friends of the Earth.
And I think this is what we've always said, was you always want a controlled opposition here in America. We have our pro-war groups, we have our anti-war groups, but at the top they're all controlled by the same people. Here we have our environmental movement, and we have our anti-environmental movement, but at the top they're all controlled by the same people. Here we have the people on the left and the right, the Republicans, the Democrats, the conservatives, the liberals, the Christians and the anti-Christians, and they're all working in the same direction. And people understand that this whole idea is the dialectic, and that's how, of course, you accomplish things. You always control the opposition, so there is no opposition. And Doctor, are you employed by a university? How are you able to have the time?
Well, I've been funding myself for my pension and not donations from people when I speak.
I see. Well,
obviously, it costs me quite a lot of money, but then I'm not in anyone's pocket either, so I can say what I find.
All right, fine. Well, let's just see if there are people out there who'd like to ask you some questions. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is really an amazing, amazing story. And I will tell you that it was our good friend Dr. Barry Turner, I think it was, that had recommended Dr. Dick Van Steenis come on our program. Colonel Barry has been with us a number of times, retired Army Colonel Engineer, and certainly one of our favorite guests. And he was saying we really had to get this his friend on, and I think he was absolutely right. Well, you know, something, what about the medical profession over there? Is the organized medicine, isn't there a British medical society?
The medical education and public health now are run by the drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies. Because Tony Blair set up two groups and two committees in Parliament to make sure that their profits increased and they controlled the education of doctors. And some doctors are complaining bitterly that all they're taught is what drugs to give instead of what's really wrong with the patients and what really should be done to help them.
Well, I think we have the same problem here in the United States.
You probably don't think of the problem there, I imagine.
Everybody who has got a heart attack, heart problem, needed to put on statin drugs, when, of course, they do far more harm than good. And, of course, the thing about the statin drugs is they suppress your sex hormones. And then we wonder why, of course, half of our men have a erectile dysfunction and sexual dysfunction here, why the testosterone levels are falling. They have no idea, but just go ahead and take your statin pills and shut up.
Yeah, but if the cholesterol drops too low, say below 5.6, one doctor said, then the cancer rates start rising instead of the suicide rates.
Are you speaking now of what rates, sir?
Cancer and suicide can rise if the cholesterol level gets too low.
No, absolutely. In fact, they know that. But what better way to kill off large parts of the population than to have every doctor prescribing medication that is potentially dangerous to the patients, and but the average doctor has no idea. And the patients aren't well enough educated to be able to counsel the doctors and get them educated. And, of course, I'm sure in your country, as in ours, the media is controlled, so we're certainly not getting the information. Well, Dr. Van Steenis, you know, certainly, the when you talk about, I mean, lopping 10 years off of somebody's lifespan, when you're talking about dramatically increasing the incidence of cancer and infant mortality and disease in the people and increasing the incidence of autism and all these other terrible...
But can I just explain one thing that you may not have so much over there, but the selenium level in the food is far too low in England, and that means that the people don't, thyroid function doesn't work very well, and because that's needed to convert thyroxin to T3 in the blood. And the other thing is that you need selenium to push the T lymphocyte production, which handles infections and particles. Now, when people in levels of high PM2.5 in the air, the immune system sends T lymphocytes to the lungs to handle these particles along with the macrophages, so that leaves the body completely unprotected from vaccines and infections. That's why in Belgium 84% of the boys will all the time with infections, and the same we're finding in London and elsewhere here. And and my solution is to give everyone selenium supplements, because in Florida I even found if you give 200 micrograms a day, it stops HIV from progressing.
And, of course, here I think a lot of our listeners are taking selenium. What about the fluoride, Sydney? Are they supplementing the fluoride in your food over there, or are they taking it out as they are here? I should say the iodine. Is iodine a factor over there?
No, I think the iodine levels are okay. It's just the selenium and zinc is short.
All right, fine. So I think many of our listeners, of course...
Well, I'm promoting selenium because if you look, for example, at the flu vaccine at the most helps 26% of people in the general practice situation, whereas if you give selenium supplements, there's roughly a 56% reduction in infections. They put selenium in the table salt in parts of China and found a 56% reduction in infections.
Well, certainly this is a very, very essential thing, although China is notorious for having a very, very low selenium levels, and low selenium level actually lead to myocarditis and infections and all sorts of problems.
That's right, and they found the selenium supplements in Florida was as good as or better than the antiretroviral drugs given for HIV.
And I'm sure it's a lot cheaper, but then...
But of course it's not made by drug companies, is it?
And, of course, the drug companies hate that sort of thing. You know, imagine what that could do to their profits if we had something as simple as selenium and the staple salt to counter the devastating effects of HIV.
Well, now the science is done, and we've done the mapping out and proven what's happening and why. If the authorities would act on it, they could easily cut the health service bill dramatically down to a quarter, down to half, and also people would be a lot healthier and happier, and the productivity in the country would go up. Now, the productivity difference between England and America is sort of 40% lower in England, and the differential with America is increasing by the year because there's more and more illness here.
Well, how is there any way you can get this information out to the people? To make them
understand. It's very, very difficult when the media are totally controlled by the government. Even the medical journals in England now are controlled by the government, and you cannot put an article in which goes against government propaganda.
So you are, of course, increasing, you're moving towards a totally controlled society then, as foretold by George Orwell.
Well, his phone tapped, my phone's tapped, and...
You really mean that your phone is tapped over there?
It's been tapped for ever since I started, really.
But in other words, somebody feels that you're a danger.
where they want to know what I'm doing.
Well, I would think that they would be wanting to protect the lives and health of the people. Or are you suggesting
If they listen to me, they could cut their bills and save a lot of money and be very famous. But unfortunately, they have vested interests and people pay money to the party, and obviously the ones that pay money to the party carry more weight.
Well, do you find that there is in Great Britain a population control movement, as we have here in the United States, where there really is a totally callous disregard for health or for the well-being of the people?
I think they've allowed all these incinerators to go in to make more profits and for industry and probably for the party. But you see here, they can easily get in immigrants from Eastern Europe and from Muslim countries to make up for those who have died or been killed off, as I should say.
But if that has changed in the demographics of your country,
The demographics have changed dramatically in the last 10 years. And a lot of people aren't very happy about it, because it means that the religion's altered, their way of life's altered.
And of course,
you find that, you know, Islam is setting up almost as a state within a state.
Well, of course, what it's going to do is produce political instability down the line.
It's going to, down the line, there'll be a terrible instability, the way it's going.
It's almost as if there is somebody is working to undermine the very fabric of your society.
That's how it is.
All right. Now, were you a medical doctor? What was your doctorate in?
Yes, I used to work in general practice. I started up as a medical missionary first on, and then I went into general practice in England and worked until I took early retirement, and then I had a rest for a couple of years. And then I dragged into this toxicology field.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because certainly I think your work is very important. Do you have anybody help you? Do you have people helping you?
I have a colleague called Michael Ryan. He also took early retirement from the Environment Agency, and he's a civil engineer, so he's very bright. And he's been helping me with my research, and he did the analysis of all this infant mortality in London.
And the figures are all there. You can tell pretty well where the people live. And then, of course, the infrastructure.
Yeah, once you map everything out, it's absolutely stunning to show you the differentials. And down in Pembrokeshire, where I started with the oil refineries, I mean, the PM2.5 levels in, so 10 miles away in a sleepy little village, we're running it, well, annually over 19. That's over the American limit all the time. And and when you looked at the asthma and mapped it out, it was very high in the centre, and then over the hills it was a lot lower, and on the coastline clear it was 1%. And when you got the cancer figures, they were running at the same sort of proportions. The cancer admissions to hospital were 20 times higher in the high asthma zones compared with the low asthma zones.
Because
everything goes together. All these diseases I read out, they all go together, because you're dealing with the same poisons.
All right, well, let's just go through them one more time. What's the difference in the infant mortality upwind and downwind?
Well, in London, it's almost 7-1.
All right, 7-1 infant mortality. What about
the cancer's about 4-1.
Uh-huh.
The depression is 9-1. That was in the early finals. Then you've got arthritis is raised. Then you've got the effects of the asthma levels, where it's a match of 100% in the worst school, to 1.3% upwind. That's a difference of 50-1.
Well, the really appears is so dramatic, there's no way that they could possibly...
They can't explain it away, and the fact is, everything's explained. We've got the science and the journals to back up all these findings.
And yet, of course, you can't get the physicians really aware of this.
Much of my problem is publicity rather than anything else. No one's disputing what I'm saying. It's just that getting it out to the public is the problem.
Right, of course, they don't really realize that there are people in government who seem to have total and callous disregard for public health. And yet, we see all these people professing. They're so concerned. Oh, my goodness, we're so concerned about the people and helping them, and that's why we have to have socialized medicine, because we want to help the people on one hand, and yet knowingly destroying their health with the other.
Well, you've got this autism problem in America, but did you realize the autism problem in England's even worse? There's 1 in 30 in Birmingham down with autism, 1 in 30 with attention deficit of the children, and another 2 in 30 with behavior problems. That's worse than America.
1 in 30, I mean, that's just devastating now.
And the reason is, you see, if you've got an incinerator pouring out these particulates, the two lymphocytes, as I said earlier, are diverted to the lungs, and so there's nothing to handle the vaccines. And if you've had mercury in the DTPs, as the case here until recently, and also the case in America till a few years ago, the mercury, you see, opens up the blood-brain barrier and then causes autoantibodies and then sets up a chain of reaction. And then if you're giving the MMR vaccine, there's three live ones, and you haven't got the two lymphocytes, then you've got a massive problem with three live viruses. In which the measles goes in the brain, and the mumps, see, the body can only handle mumps or measles at a time. It was the B lymphocytes. That's one of the problems. And the rubella then can go to the pancreas and cause diabetes down the line. 6 years down the line, there's now an epidemic of diabetes 1 in the UK. It started about 1996, 6 years after the MMR.
What is the incidence of diabetes for? I mean, do you have any idea?
Well, it's gone up 3 times. I haven't got an exact figure for the actual incidence.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here. It's tripled over there. Ladies and gentlemen, a tremendous human tragedy, and most people are totally unaware. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We have this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And those of you who heard what Dr. Dick Van Steen has said, I'd never really talked to him in great detail. I had no idea how extensive his work was. And we're going, of course, to put the links to those websites. You need to understand that there really are people who want to kill off the majority of the world's population. If you doubt that, of course, you need to go and get our talk on planned population reduction. You need to get our talk on none dare call it genocide. You need to get our talk on population control, and certainly our 4-tape set on population control, my monograph on population control. Go onto the internet and Google in Radio Liberty population control. I was amazed. We've got a whole page there of various things that people have posted or we've posted on population control, and you'll get an introduction. Hundreds of millions of people have been killed within the last 50 years, intentionally and purposely, going along with this whole idea that's laid out in the Georgia Guidestones of reducing the world population to 500 million. And you say, that couldn't be. If it were, Rush Limbaugh would tell us, Sean Hannity would tell us, Brian Williams would tell us, Dick Cheney would tell us. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to tell you the truth. You've got to find out for yourself. You've got to journey to Elberton, Georgia, as I did, or better still, go up on the internet and type in the Georgia Guidestones, Radio Liberty, and you can see pictures of them there and read the inscriptions and understanding there really is an agenda. There really are people who intend to kill off most of the world's population. If you have not yet read the National Security Study Memorandum 200 that came out in 1974 over the name of Henry Kissinger, over his signature, it was originally top secret. It's eventually been declassified. And you can either pull it down off the internet or certainly you can buy it from Radio Liberty. We have Dr. MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriations and Military Committee back in 1969, where he asked for $10 million to create a new disease for which there will be no resistance. And of course, he says, some people say we shouldn't do it. It's another means of mass killing, but we want the money. We have the wonderful book, Project Daylily, and it's written by one of the country's most eminent scientists, certainly Dr. Carl Nicholson, with over 600 peer-reviewed papers. That's Project Daylily. That was the government's name for the program they had of creating all the new diseases, these new chronic diseases. The chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, AIDS, Ebola, all of them. They're all part of a planned program to create terrible new diseases. We have the book Emerging Viruses, and there's so much material available through Radio Liberty that you need to get your hands on. You need to prove us wrong. Then you have nothing to worry about. Otherwise, you become an accomplice to what's going on. I think one of the best things we have certainly is the talk given by Dr. David Ayoub, certainly better than any of my talks, where his talk on mercury, autism, and the global population agenda. That's mercury, autism, and the global population agenda. And when you get that in DVD or audio, you get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documents on it. Or Joyce Riley's excellent DVD, Beyond Treason, on going into the depleted uranium we're poisoning our boys with over there in Iraq today. And you get with that a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documents. You need to get the truth. Could it really be true? We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver.
Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Officials in California are not sure when they'll have a wind-driven wildfire under control. The blaze has burned 750 acres and destroyed at least 165 homes and other structures near Lake Tahoe. Meanwhile, in Alaska, an 81-square-mile fire has destroyed dozens of homes and cabins in the Kenai Peninsula. A wave of suicide car bombings in Iraq this morning. 16 people have